morning. My name is Eric Mooring. I'm a retired ELCA pastor, and I'm here today to and I invite you now to stand as we sing hymn 745.
Save, Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
I don't work here anymore, but I used to. The hymn of praise is the insert in your bulletin. This hymn is very important to the Beat family. It's sung at my mother and father's wedding, it was sung at my father's funeral, and now it's singing at my farewell. There are 8 verses, and Marla Ahern, I saw the whites of your eyes, are 7 verses. Seven verses.
Yes.
I'd love to sing all 7 of them, but we won't do that today. Because there's a meal. There's a meal happening. So we're going to sing verses 1-4. Is this okay? 1-4 and 7. Okay, so 5 verses. 1-4 and 7. Take it home and read through it. Really good work. It's from the old hymnal, too. That's how old I am. It's not the blue hymnal or the brown hymnal, but the old green hymnal. The words are right. Verses 1-4 and 8. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you,
without you nothing is strong, nothing is holy. Embrace us with your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may live through what is temporary without losing what is eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and your Lord. Amen.
Please be seated.
The first lesson comes from Malachi chapter 4. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The day that shall come, burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stalls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 98, and we'll read it responsibly. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm of God in victory.
The Lord has made known his victory.
He has revealed his vindication in the sight.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness.
The house of Israel, all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord and all the earth.
Break forth in joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre.
With the lyre and sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sounds of the horn.
Make a joyful noise.
Let the sea roar and that all that fills it.
The world and those who live in it.
Let the floods clap their hands.
Let the hills sing together for joy.
At the presence of the Lord, for he is coming.
He judges the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness, and the people with equity.
The second reading comes. I meant the choir is going to come sing. Lesson comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from every brother or sister living irresponsibly and not according to the tradition that they have received from us. For you yourself know what you ought to intimidate us. We were not irresponsible when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have the right, but in order to give an example to... That's just a hard word. Emanate, for even when we were with you, we give you this command: anyone willing to work should not eat. For we hear some of you are living irresponsibly, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, and all will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. But by your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated.
So instead of a sermon today, we are going to do Pastor Vic's goodbye, and you have a handout that will help you do this.
I'm here, but where do you want to be?
Right here. Okay. I want to do stairs.
Okay,
wonderful.
The Lord be with you.
And also be with you.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher writes, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to go look, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones. 2008, we as a church, we as a congregation called you to be pastor, to proclaim God's word, to baptize new members into the Church of Jesus Christ, to announce God's forgiveness to us, and to preside at our celebration of the Lord's Supper. With the gospel, you have comforted us in times of sickness and trouble, and at the death of our loved ones. Sharing our joys and sorrows, you have been important to our life together in the church. You served our congregation faithfully for 16 years. You are now retiring and moving to a different place. As a fellow member of this congregation, we wish to honor your ministry among us and bid you farewell and Godspeed in your new endeavor, bringing closure to your ministry here at St. John's Lutheran Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, in American Falls.
I thank the members of St. John's Lutheran Church, ELCA, for the love, the kindness, and support shown to me and my family. No, my mother and sister could not be here today. You all wanted to see them instead of me. I know that they're with us in spirit. During active ministry among you, I ask forgiveness for the ways that I have sinned against you. I am grateful for the ways that my ministry has been accepted. As I leave, I carry with me all that I have learned and cherished here. As you have been a blessing to me, continue to be a blessing to others.
We receive your thankfulness. We offer you our forgiveness. And we accept that you now lead to continue ministry in a new place. We express our gratitude for your time among us. We ask forgiveness for the ways we have sinned against you. Your influence on our faith and faithfulness will not leave us at your departure. As you have been
I forgive you and accept your gratitude, trusting that our time together and our parting are pleasing to God.
But it is indeed possible we will see you again. However, you will no longer be the pastor of. We ask you to honor that and help us to honor that boundary. You will continue to be a brother in Christ's family, and we will cherish that relationship. Thank you for journeying with us as our pastor all these years.
Thanks be to God.
Do you, members of St. John's congregation, release Pastor Beek from the duties as your pastor?
We do, in the name of God.
Do you offer encouragement for Pastor Beek's ministry as it unfolds in a new context and a new place?
We do, with the help of God.
You, Pastor Beek, release St. John's congregation from turning to you as their pastor.
I do, with the help of God.
You offer your encouragement, support, and prayer for the ministry and the life of the church continued here at St. John's congregation.
I do, with the help of God.
Everlasting love for all is trustworthy. Help each of us to trust. The time we were together in your name saw our laughter and tears, our disappointments and hopes. Guide us as we hold these cherished memories, but move us in new directions until that time to come when we.
Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus the Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do God's will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord, to whom be honor and glory forever and ever, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We join together. God's blessings go
with you to die, to live, and to go.
Thank you. Please. I love you all more than you know. The hardest death I've ever experienced, I buried over 300 people in my ministry for 40 years. I buried all my grandparents, I buried my father. And when I buried him, I thought, I'm a terrible pastor. Because I never experienced that grief until last year. The hardest death I've ever been through in my life was the death I had from here, leaving you guys behind. And so I need to share with you something. I've already messed up a roll of paper towels. I asked Patty, I said, is there a roll of paper towels in the sacristy? Because there always was one. This is what was in there. No, that's not very good. But she brought me a box of Kleenex. I know from weddings and funerals that you don't use Kleenex when you're crying because you look like Santa Claus. You want to be the bride. Okay? And I already look like Santa Claus. I don't need to have another beard. So she brought me a whole box of brand new Kleenex. So I asked Tyson, my best friend, go in the sacristy and get the roll of paper towels. Well, they haven't replaced it, and we're the Kleenex. So, across the aisle, Andrew, bless your heart, he ran out to the kitchen and found a roll of paper towels. And by the end of this day, they're going to all be used up. I promise you that. It is so good to be back here with you. The last year has been the worst year of my life. Medically, emotionally, everything. I'm healing physically. I'm healing emotionally, even though it doesn't sound like it right now. But spiritually and, well, no, physically and mentally, you wouldn't know it. I'm healing mentally. I'm okay. But spiritually and emotionally, I'm not healed yet. I'm still dealing with that grief. Some of you that have experienced the grief of a spouse, they say the hardest thing to do is to bury a child. And I agree with all of you who have done that in the past few years. But the hardest thing they say is a spouse because the two become one. I am an old bachelor. My congregation was always my family. And you were the last family I ever had. And the longest family I ever had. And you were stuck with me for 16 years. Schneider was here for 14 years. I beat him by two. Yay. But I've always said, thank you, Tyson. I'm going to use your paper towels. I've always said for 40 years to my colleagues, there are three groups in the congregation. 10% of the congregation love you no matter what you do. 10% of the congregation hates you no matter what you do. We experienced that in 2010. We experienced it with the pandemic. Now, we've experienced it over and over again. I've experienced it for 40 years of my life. St. John's is no different than any of the other four congregations I serve in three different parishes. And then 80% of people go, Pastor who? He had a big voice. He sang really loud on key sometimes. Was it Pastor Gizmo? Pastor Hanson? Pastor Schwinn? What was his name? He was kind of a big pastor. Lost 100 pounds. Yeah. Cancer benefit. Diabetes is good. High blood pressure. It's like I'm almost normal. I thought, yay. But I've gained 30 pounds of the back of my stomach. I'm wearing this because you can't see my arms and legs. I look like a toothpick. Just a potato head when they have the toothpicks for arms and legs. That's me. Anyway, I appreciate your being here. There are people here from three different states. And people I've buried and buried, all of the states. But no, it's amazing. And I'm going to greet you all as you go out, when you stay for the meal and have it. There's a meal. And it's not funeral potatoes or ham either. It's a big. What we're going to do has to be. But it's going to be a great meal. But thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being here. It's going to be part of healing, spiritually and emotionally. Physically, and it took, literally, I'm not exaggerating, you know I can do that. Two neurosurgeons and a PA surgeon, three oncologists, and 12 other doctors. I was in the hospital for 3 weeks in March and April last year, back surgery and all that, and the neurosurgeon came in the next day after my surgery, 6-inch hole in my back, because it didn't work. It didn't work. You don't have cancer. We can't find cancer anywhere in your body. Cancer is only in your spine when it metastasizes from something else, and we can't find it. I had spinal draws, 12 test tubes, and I just couldn't find anything. He said, I've never experienced this in 10 years of life. practice, you're the second one. I said, doctor, I'm the unicorn. Yeah, you expected a galloping horse who's heard the boats? I'm a unicorn, you know. Think Skittles commercial and all that kind of thing, right? Okay? Thank you for being with me the past year and a half. I felt your prayers. I felt your concern. I stayed in contact as much as I could. I'm just coming out of the fog. And for you who have gone through cancer and all that kind of thing, I know how that takes a long time to come out of that fog. I was just beginning to do that, and then this last January, I had friends from college that said, you sound like yourself now. You sound pretty good. I said, thank you. January, I got frostbite on all my toes and my heels. They almost fell off. I went to the doctor and said, do they have to be amputated? Oh, they're still alive. They all, skin, everything fell off. Frostbite in January, they give me neurological medicine. I got leprosy in my hands. Yeah. My hands swelled up, couldn't make a fist, couldn't hold a fork. This is going to be way too long. Click me out. Anyhow, all of January I had leprosy, frostbite, all of February I had leprosy. Open sores on my hands. I looked like Ben Hur's mother and daughter. Have you seen Ben Hur movie? I was the mother. Yeah. I wouldn't go see my mom. I couldn't drive. I couldn't hold a student. So it's been quite a year. But thank you for being here. Thank you for part of dealing this happening. Hopefully, I am so proud of you guys. I said this to the leadership, both written and today in public. You guys are hanging there. You're hanging. None of the church, Roman Catholic, Episcopal, Methodist, Lutheran, any Lutheran, Baptist, LCMS, whatever, none of them have pastors right now. You know? You'd even be willing. I heard so many people say, come back. You'd be willing to take an old man back. You know? I walk with a cane now. I used to walk with a walker, now I walk with a cane when I have to. I decided not to do that today. I've been invited, I've never done a children's sermon yet, though, have we? Okay, I'm showing up. Thank you. I'm going to make use of that. We'll see each other at the back door if you can't stay for the meal. And then please stay for the meal because it'd be wonderful. I'll shut up. Let's sing something. We sing all the verses?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
words of the Nicene Creed as found in your worship guide. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally the God and the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us, for our God's salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he sat dead and was there. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father and the Son, who is with the Father and the Son, glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Gathered with one voice, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of roots and branches, defend the leaders of your church as they proclaim the gospel using discernment, wisdom, and brave testimony. Keep all the baptized on righteous paths in response to Christ's call. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of roaring seas, in a world of earthquake, famine, and plague, use your mighty power to nurture the land and all that lives upon it. Restore peoples and places experiencing natural disasters. Strengthen organizations who provide aid to any in crisis. Hear us, O God. God of victory, among quest for power, guide those in government, courts, law enforcement agencies, and the military. Turn them from war and violence to actions of care that build up the common good. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of healing, where injustice and exploitation result in populations that are marginalized or underserved, accompany those abandoned by friends, hurt by family, and harmed by violence or oppression. Care for all who are ill, anxious, or in pain of any kind, especially now we lift up. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of new songs, in a congregation of faithful believers, energize us for compassionate service and delight us through worship and inspired prayer. Encourage your people in building equitable community where all are valued. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of every generation, we remember the saints with steadfast love and faithfulness. In Christ's victory over death, may we be inspired by the example of the faithful. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and unyielding love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And the peace of our Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let's share that sign.
Okay, turn there and sit. It was a risk to have Pastor Beek sit with us on this day.
You're stuck with me the rest of your life. I'm not giving up. I can't give up.
So, remember, okay guys, listening. When Jesus preached in the temple, and the disciples sat here, and then, who's not getting to come up that wants to come up?
I'm going with her.
Okay, and then these are the crowds that came to hear, right? Got it? Right.
I'm being set up.
Our next one wants me to use this, even though my voice is really loud. Can you hear me now? Nope. It's not really working. I am going to interview.
It's working now.
Edith. That's loose. I am going to interview our guest. He's a celebrity. So, when this man, I'm the interviewer, and you guys are the disciples. What? I have to hold it up here? Now you can hear me? What if somebody's germs are on this? Okay. So, all right. So, when Pastor Beek was with us, he taught us many things, right? He didn't teach me to shut my mouth. That was a challenge, right?
Didn't work.
But he taught us patience. He taught us to have faith in God, what is going to happen. He brought us through some storms, and he taught us to be patient there. And now, where's he gone? Does anybody know?
Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
Is that where you live?
I live in Bend, Oregon.
We call it something different in college, high school, but we won't go.
He's going to do it again. He stole half my children's sermon already. So, he left, and he's already given us the update on his health. He's going to get up from this step. I know he will, because I'll lift him up. But now I need him to tell us, because all you people are going to want to know, what are you doing now, buddy? What are you doing? First of all, he did health. He got his health, some health, himself healthy. And
eight
he.
Pills a day.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
I'm not going to let you talk about your drugs.
Okay.
I never did.
You're not going to get this. All right. Yeah, if you would have been, you would still be here, right? Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to ask him about his apartment.
Hmm. Does it have steps?
No.
No steps. So he does it have an elevator?
Yes, but I don't use it because all the dogs pee in it. True story.
Does it have a dumpster?
Not enough.
Okay, so I get letters from him, and he complains about how people misuse dumpsters. I've been the janitor for 20 years here. I know how they misuse the garbage. But guess what he has, guys? He has a pool.
And a weight room. The joke was I was going to take my walker and do laps around the treadmill. That'd be my exercise. He's like, woohoo!
Yeah.
I haven't done the weight room yet. I haven't done the pool yet either. Yellow water, not good.
Well, maybe sometime we can visit and we can have a cannonball contest. Yeah. Who will win? Who will win? Cannonball. Cannonball. All right, now on to less silly things. I told him when you retire, you got to volunteer. So he has sang in the choir at his church, right?
Right.
He sang in the choir. Guess what he's doing now? He's playing in a band.
What band? The guitar.
Symphony.
This is dangerous.
What? This is dangerous?
Yeah, because I could go on forever. I was in band as a clarinetist, and the director of the community band, 55 and older, 60 people, and they're really good. I went to their concert on 4th of July, I cried. I was like, but ever since last year, I tried the drop of a hat. I knew the whole rule of paper towels. And And I took my clarinet, $500 to get my clarinet. You gonna need my microphone? $500 to get my clarinet fixed. I'm gonna play in January now. But she came to me at choir one Sunday, she goes, with a smile like this one does, and she goes, don't say no. And she handed me two pieces of music, and she goes, you're playing the timpani.
Do you know what that is?
How many people are the drummers here?
Drums.
No, seriously. Oh man, one hand. Yeah, thank you. Timpani has 8 notes for every drum. I had 4 drums with 8 notes, and every piece has a different key. So you have to change it all with a foot pedal, like an accelerator. It was horrible. I'm not a professional. My premier performance was my swan song. We played 2 Saturdays ago, and I'll never play timpani again.
All right, so he's played in the band.
I played in the band.
Yeah. Not a clarinet, drums. But I would have thought he would have played the tuba, right?
Other people said that too.
Why not the tuba, huh?
That's
all right.
Hard too.
Yeah, it is hard. And you have to have a lot of air. Yeah, not just hot air. Okay. So what's another thing you're doing at your church?
Instead of yelling, I'll use this thing. I've healed physically and mentally. Spiritually and emotionally, I haven't healed until I started working this spring at the food pantry. Our church has a wood lot, a shower truck, and a food pantry. And they're amazing. Ask me about them. It's too long of a sermon to say now. I started working at the food pantry once a week, all Tuesday. We set up Tuesday morning. We work from Tuesday noon until 4 o'clock. Then they have happy hour. I love this congregation. Homemade beer and wine are brought out, along with snacks from Costco. Happy hour. But it's a weekly. It's open weekly. 3 times the number of families we served during the summer. They were worried about ice in the summer and not snow ice. And then they are now worried about SNAP and all of that stuff going on with government. 60 families. I thought it was $200 to $250 a family we gave food to. Meat, produce, dairy, breads, and canned goods. They get some of everything. Our director, I talked to him the other day, a couple weeks ago, and he did a presentation with the Chamber of Commerce, gave a $1,000 check to us. It was like, woohoo! Our budget is $72,000 a year. We give $400 a family of food out on Tuesday afternoons per family. We served 60 families last week. You do the math. I have found more joy. Sorry. I have found more joy. I said this to the pastor that I go to the church of. Have to go to a Lutheran church to get my pension. And I go to the Roman Catholic Church, too, for all of you Roman Catholics. So, but that's another long story, too. They're all long stories. I told the pastor, I said, worship is why I became a pastor. I wasn't a chaplain. I wasn't a seminary professor. I wasn't any of the other things. I did all those things in my ministry, but I loved worship. All creatures of our God and King. And singing hymns. You guys were I'm glad I sat in the front. Because I could hear you all. I love worship, but I haven't found joy in worship yet. They don't do it right. The problem is, I had the same pastor for 40 years. First 18 years of my life, I had one pastor. It was my dad. The last 40 years of my life, I had one pastor. I got used to his voice and the way he did things. People may not have agreed with me, but I liked the way he did things. And I can't find that. So I told the pastor, I don't find joy on Sunday morning anymore. Which really grieves me. That's why I went to the Roman Catholic Church. That's another long story. But Tuesday, I can't wait to go to the food pantry. I can't wait to get up and go to the food pantry. I used to for 40 years, couldn't wait to get up on Sunday morning at 5 in the morning and go to church. And so I told the director of the food pantry this after I talked to the pastor. You gave me the mic. And and I said, I find no joy in worship. And we're good enough colleagues. He understood what I meant. I said, but I find tons of joy at the food pantry. I said to the director of the food pantry, I sing in the choir with, he's a bass. And he goes, well, John, what you do on Sunday morning is worship. What you do on Tuesday afternoon here is church. The skyrockets went off, the light bulbs went off. I thought, exactly right. I found joy in being church. I was church with all of you. Whether you liked it or not, you were my family. I haven't found that in Ben's yet after a year and a half. But I found joy in church with Greek Orthodox, American Baptist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, and non-church people. LDS also. at the woodlot. That's another long story. Okay. Anyway,
I found joy. Here.
I'm 100 pounds on. I'm known as either Bob the Butcher or Produce Pete. I started working in the produce department. I love produce. I've never in my life had to, I did coupons once and I hated that. I never had to worry about money. I just bought whatever, Skippy peanut butter, whatever. I now pay attention to prices of meat and milk and all that stuff. But our produce is on kohlrabi. We had 2 crates of avocados the other week. They went like that. Cilantro, mushrooms, it was amazing. But I got too excited about produce, so they put me in the meat department, and I could do that. So I'm now Bob the Butcher or Pete the Produce Man. I found it.
Hey, guess what? We have food bank now, too. Mm. Not only at Willow Bay, because of SNAP benefits loss, we do have food bank. We're working that food bank out of the school district. We serve 20 families 1 week.
That's what we do during the summer. Yeah,
on Tuesday, great. Tuesdays, we do that. Now, when you were here, you taught us a lot of things. And one of the things you're doing now was God's work, what is it? Our hands. God's work, our hands. And that's what you are continuing to do. God's work, your hands. What kind of work can you guys do with your hands? That's God's work. What?
Gardening.
Gardening. Titan's a gardener, Mom. Is he lying? Yeah. Yeah, Mom and Dad are like.
I know him. He doesn't lie.
No, we know Titan works. What, Victoria?
Typing.
Worship bulletin, a newsletter. What can you do, Quincy Roy?
Read the Bible.
Yeah, you better sit over by Jackson. He's got his Bible. Yeah. What? What? I can't see.
Writing.
All that stuff that we do is God's work. So that's one important lesson. And he's gone on in his retirement to continue God's work, right? That's the greatest. No matter what you're doing with your hands, if you're serving someone else, that's God's work. All right? He just said, that's what is church. Serving one another with our hands serves God to the least of these.
Amen.
Amen. All right, bye, my little one.
Okay, close your eyes. I'm getting up now.
Oh, God, it did crack, too.
And it's sealed.
Announcements.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today, in the church year, it is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Quinn Coopin. Happy anniversary today to Kelly and Robbie Joe Colton. Happy birthday this week to Amy Avila, Charlotte Porth, Gary Harmison, Kirk Olson, Jaden Allen, Vincent Harris, Cy Briggs, Hank Boomer, Ron Funk, and Lisa Ruff. Happy anniversary this week to Dustin and Honey Allen, Ridge and Jessica Grover. Altar flowers are given in the glory of God in honor of Pastor Beek with gratitude for his ministry at St. John's from Sid and Marilyn Allen and family. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to those ones found there? At this time, we will collect offering.
Come on.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now,
the words that our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, By what we have done, and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart.